Global markets are mixed today. European markets are in positive territory, while US markets were in the red at last check. However, the local market had a fairly positive run today. The All Share Index ended up 1.44% to close at 68,511 index points. Resources led the charge. They were up 2.3% on the day, while platinum counters were also up nearly 4%. Industrials rose by 1.21%, while financials were up 0.9%. The gold price is trading around $1,723 an ounce, while Brent crude oil is trading around $63.80 a barrel. The local currency is slightly weaker against major currencies. We see it trading at 15 on the dot against the US dollar, 18.14 versus the euro, and 20.96 against the British pound. Well, to take us through the markets, I'm joined on the line by Chantelle Marks. She's the head of equity research at FNB Wealth and Investments. Thank you very much, Chantelle, for joining us. Now, markets are looking somewhat mixed, but at least our very own market had a good run today. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, our market has had a great run today, as are the Hadidas flying over my house at this very second. But it seems to have been driven for the most part by the resources sector. So many of the miners listed on the JSE did very well today. I think standing out for me specifically, South 32 up 9.6%. And then the platinum counters also doing particularly well. And then within the industrial space, I think Naspers and Prosus held up quite well. And it was also really great to see some of the South African names really doing quite well today as well. Woolies up 2.9%, Bidcorp up 2.7%, although that's more UK focused, and Clicks up 2.7% today as well. And then the banks also doing a little bit better today. All of that kind of rolling up into what is another record close, I believe, on the JSE.
Amazing stuff. Any particular reason why our market is doing well? Is it really because of on the back of the resources?
Yeah, it really does seem to be driven by the resources counters. I think that commodity prices have held up relatively well, and the prospect is that they will continue to hold up quite well. The reason for this is that you are likely going to see a global recovery off a very depressed base in 2021, probably extending into 2022 and 2023. But because these miners have been so conservative with their balance sheets after many of them nearly went bankrupt a few years ago, they haven't really been investing in additional supply. So the expectation is that demand will remain well supported, but it might not be able to be countered by an increase in supply. And that, of course, continues to push up commodity prices. It continues to improve the prospect for commodity price increases, and that is what is being reflected in resource company share prices at the moment.
Yeah. But of course, in the past, like you say, with the mining sector, you know, they got burnt because they went for over ambitious projects, they overpaid for projects and so on and so forth. But at the same time, there has been a situation where there hasn't been enough investment in the sector globally. And at some point, they're going to have to start investing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it just makes sense at these prices to start investing. And if you look at the platinum miners specifically, they are generating massive amounts of cash and they almost don't know what to do with it. So I think you're going to see one of two things happening, or probably a combination of two things happening. They're probably going to start acquiring smaller mining companies, hopefully at decent prices. But the risk is that they are going to overpay for some of these acquisitions just so that they can add ounces to their own stable. And the second thing is they're going to have to start investing in new supply. And that's expensive. It's a very tedious process. It does tend to involve cost overruns and timing overruns.
Yes.
And that's where things get a little bit tricky for these miners. The other risk, I think, in this space is that they become loosey-goosey on their costs. Because they are generating super normal profits, they might not be as controlled and as specific on controlling costs over the next few years. And that could squeeze margins to such an extent that when new supply starts coming online, commodity prices start coming down, they're going to be in trouble again. So I think that all of these metrics are things that we have to keep a very close eye on, because every cycle and every super cycle does come to an end at some point.
That's right. So I see in the United States, regulators out there beginning to get quite worried about cryptocurrencies and their surge on, you know, this on the back of what's been happening with Bitcoin. It's been very volatile indeed. One minute it's above 50,000, the next it's below that, but hovering around that level. And of course, you've said on this platform that, you know, you think it's a very risky investment, and you've advised us that should you be tempted, you invest only a very small portion of your investment cash to it.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll stand by that. I think it's very tricky to invest in something that is still quite speculative. And you need to be very careful in your approach, and you need to be very careful in terms of what you're willing to invest. And I think that is right that regulators are becoming a little bit concerned. I mean, cryptocurrencies is something that has really taken the world by storm. And a lot of retail investors and a lot of inexperienced investors are getting very excited and carried away by this stuff. Whether or not Bitcoin will be a reasonable unit of exchange over time, I think only time will tell. But the risk is still there that the major volatility that we're seeing, combined with concerns around concerns by regulators around potential
scamming.
Let's call it, yeah. I mean, scamming is one thing, but also the potential transfer of illicit funds using these crypto platforms. All of these risks pose a real threat to crypto's very existence. But then again, if you have this great technology and it does have the capability to change the way that we exchange, the way that money exchanges hands, and I mean, all these different cryptocurrencies, of course, have different things underpinning them. But I mean, the technology is there, but the regulation is bound to come.
Yes.
And I'd be very, very, careful in terms of what I'm willing to invest in cryptocurrencies currently.
Let's take a quick look at Spur Corporation, the restaurant guys. They reported profits declining by 3/4. That's for the 6 months ended December 2020. And of course, they're in a sector that was really badly affected by the lockdown. Your quick thoughts on them and whether you're hopeful now that things have gone back to normal, in inverted commas.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was a pretty decent result. Revenue fell by 40%, and they still managed to report an operating profit, which I thought was pretty decent given the terrible period that they've been going through. I mean, this is now for the half year for the half year ended 31 December, so it's from July to December, not nearly as bad as the previous half,
yes.
But off a 2019 base that was more or less normal. Remember, during this period, you still had a situation where alcohol was not being served at restaurants. Mm. You had a national curfew. You had people staying away from malls. You had the second wave. I mean, everything was kind of stacked against this company. And I think that they've been doing as well as they can in terms of adapting to what was a very weird new normal towards the end of last year, doing a lot to drive online sales and even developing some new dark kitchen platforms, which I think was pretty clever.
Yes.
In terms of whether or not I'm hopeful, I think I'm hopeful longer term that this company will continue to do well or will do well again. I think the brands are quite strong, but I think it could take a little while longer. And I think that there's still a bit of way to go. We're still unsure about the pace of our vaccine rollout in South Africa. And I think that the probability of a third wave hitting us is still quite elevated. So I'm still a bit circumspect, but over the very long term, I would be more positive.
Right. And then conversely, Cashbuild, they came out with results for a similar period ending the 27th of December 2020. They came out with really robust results, profits up over 100%.
Yeah, wow. I mean, people weren't going to restaurants, but they were buying hardware and fixing up their homes. Mm. And I mean, it just goes to show you people were spending time at home and they really were investing in their own spaces. And that trend has actually continued into the new year. I know that they said that in the first 6 weeks of the new year, their revenue increased by 24%.
Yes.
That's from 21% in the half year end of 27 December. So it seems to be a trend that's persisting. And I think that this will probably continue to be supportive of Cashworld's revenue growth, as well as its bottom line, over the next few months and even for the rest of 2021. It certainly is encouraging to look at that sales momentum number and a lot of exciting things on the cards for this company as well. The integration of Buco that they bought from Pep last year. The fact that they're generating massive cash flows is just going to make it so much easier to absorb a new entity into the business.
I've never heard you sound so excited, Chantel. Thanks ever so for your time and insights. Chantel Marks, she's the head of equity research at F&B Wealth and Investments.